Welcome to your five for the day. Before his death on the 21st of February 2018, the world-renowned American evangelist Billy Graham posted on Facebook one last time. In that post, he said, "If you went for a walk in the woods, but then decided to wander off the path and found yourself surrounded by a thicket of thorns and poison ivy, who would you blame? Would you blame the person who built the path? No, of course not. Instead, you'd blame yourself. If you were honest, because you alone were responsible for wandering from the path." In a far deeper way, this is what happens when we decide to leave God out of our lives. For a time, it may seem like wandering away from Him doesn't make any difference. It may even seem easier and freer. But eventually, it catches up with us. Just as wandering off that path and into the thicket caught up with you. There are several people described as walking with God in the Bible. One of them, Noah, is also described as a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Because God has shown us what is good, He expects us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him. Walking with God is not an activity reserved for a select few. God desires all of us to walk with Him. What happens when we walk with someone? Imagine that you and a close friend are enjoying a walk down a country lane. You're in close proximity. You talk, laugh, listen and share your hearts. Your attention is focused on this person to the exclusion of almost everything else. You notice the beauty around you or an occasional distraction, but only to point it out to your companion. You share it together. You're in harmony and you both enjoy the peaceful camaraderie. Walking with God is like that. When we enter into an intimate heart relationship with God through faith in His Son, He becomes our heart's greatest desire. Knowing Him, hearing His voice, sharing our hearts with Him and seeking to please Him become our all-consuming focus. He becomes everything to us. Meeting with Him is not an activity reserved for Sundays. A.W. Tozer, an American Christian pastor and author, once said that the goal of every Christian should be to live in a state of unbroken worship. This is only possible when we walk with God. Just as walking with a close friend requires saying no to many other things, so walking with God requires letting go of anything that would be a distraction. If you were on a walk with a friend, but you brought a harmonica and played it the whole time, the walk would not be satisfying for either of you. Many people attempt to walk with God, but they bring along harmonica-like habits, sins or unhealthy relationships. They know these things are not God's choices for them, but they pretend everything is fine. The relationship is not satisfying to either of them. To walk with God means that you and God are in agreement about your life. The Bible says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" To walk with God means we have aligned our will with His and seek every day to know Him better. We don't have to be perfect, as none of us are, but our heart's desire should be to be pleasing to God. Thank you for listening.